Newsom signs bill to automatically admit California students to state universities. In-state high school students who qualify to attend California state universities can skip the application process and will be automatically admitted to the schools under a new law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom on October 6th. Senate Bill 640, by Senator Christopher Cabaldon, aims to increase admissions at the state's 23 campuses in the California State University System, which is the largest four-year public university system in the United States. We should make it as seamless for our students to go from 12th grade to the next stage of their education as it was for them to go 6th grade to 7th grade, Cabaldon said in a statement on September 10th when the bill passed the legislature. Direct admission removes the application's hurdle that stops some students from going to college and relieves the fear that they won't get in anywhere. The legislation, which goes into effect for the 2026 to 2027 academic year, would allow students with sufficient grades and coursework to qualify for admission. The students would receive a letter signed by the chancellor telling them that they're accepted at a list of campuses with enrollment capacity. Cabaldon claims education research shows getting this type of acceptance letter can push students to attend a four-year college when they otherwise would not. In June, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, a Democrat, also signed legislation offering direct admission at 9 of the state's 11 public, four-year university campuses. Idaho has a similar system, which has boosted undergraduate enrollments by 4 to 8% and in-state enrollments by 8 to 15%, according to Cabaldon. Idaho's system allows students with qualifying test scores and a grade point average of at least 3.0 to be pre-admitted into all 8 of the state's colleges. Students with a GPA between 2.25 and 2.99 are pre-admitted to 6 colleges, and students with GPA under 2.25 are pre-admitted into 4 colleges. Cabaldon said he is seeking to give more opportunity for Californians and reverse enrollment declines at many of the state's campuses. Two of the campuses that have seen the biggest drops in enrollment are California State University Maritime Academy in Vallejo and the Sonoma campus, which had to drastically cut its programs this year before getting $45 million in a state bailout. Cal State enrollment trended upward from 2014 to 2021, peaking at about 390,000 students, but declined in the 2021 to 22 and 2022 to 23 school years, according to a report from the Legislative Analyst's Office. It has recovered, but remains about 13,000 below the 2021 peak. Newsom did not publish comments about his decision to sign the legislation. The bill was supported by the American Association of University Women in California, Fresno Unified School District, Los Angeles Community College District, LA Unified School District, the United Way of California, and other organizations.